You know what that sound means. All across the country, kids are filling up lunch pails, sharpening pencils, and polishing their apples. Today, I get you ready for those dreaded SATs and help you decide which college to apply for. Not in school? Listen anyways, it might make you smarter. All this and more, coming up next.
Okay, man, start it up.
Live from the K-Rod Studios in Stockton, California, K-Rod proudly presents Rod's Planet.
Did your mommy know you were on here?
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
That's right, this is Rod, coming to you with my back-to-school special. This show is dedicated to all of you, like myself, who are venturing back out there into the education land and trying to get yourselves a nice little edumacation. This show is for you. Start the show off today by saying thank you to all of my many listeners out there. The audience is just growing and growing by leaps and bounds, and it's amazing. I'm humbled to be here as your radio servant, as you will. And I just hope you continue to listen and continue to get your friends to listen also. To that end, I'm adding a few new segments to my show, one of them being letters from the listeners. I'm going to read a couple of letters every day from the listeners, or every time I put out a show from the listeners, and get you involved and get your letters read on the air if they're good enough. You got to have something for me. And I think these two letters that I picked today definitely have something for me. Ways to get a hold of me, I can be reached at rodsplanet@gmail.com, or you can visit my MySpace page at myspace/voterod. Those are two good ways to get a hold of me on for listener letters. So I'm going to start with this first letter from Jason from Indiana. He writes, "Dear Rod, love the show, but come on, Seattle? Why will no one see that Peyton Manning is good enough to win the big one?" Well, Jason, once Peyton does, then I will see. But until then, he's got to prove it to me. You can't just start making claims until the guy backs it up. So as far as I'm concerned, Peyton Manning, he may be good enough to win the big one, but he certainly hasn't proved it yet. So Jason, sit tight, and maybe he'll prove it to you. We got Tony from Montana who says, "Rod, thank you very much. Because of you, I lost my entire life savings and am now homeless and divorced. Your poker tips suck, and I'm surprised that you even have a place to live. Do us all a favor and shut up." Well, thank you, Tony. I'll take that under consideration, and maybe I will, maybe I won't. But the fact that you lost your life savings mean you didn't listen to my advice, because I was telling you how to lose but how not to lose at the same time. So thanks, Tony, for listening. And well, I hope you can still listen. I don't know. If you don't have a computer or a house or a wife or anything, good luck. I'm pretty sure I've lost you as a listener. Now, we are going to move on to a new weekly segment that I'm putting in, again, like I said. And this is actually going to be the headlines of the week, according to my planet. And speaking of planets, it's a good thing that my planet is not Pluto, because if you haven't heard, Pluto is no longer considered one of our 9 planets. It is now what's considered a dwarf planet. It joins Ceres, one of the bigger astronauts in the asteroid belt, one of the bigger asteroids in the asteroid belt, and a little thing called UB313. Actually, it's bigger than Pluto, and it's a little farther back than Pluto. And that the three of them are now going to be considered dwarf planets. I tried to reach Pluto for an interview to see how he felt about getting kicked out of the elite club of planets and being demoted to a dwarf planet. But, light space and light years being what they are, I couldn't get it back in time for this show. So maybe within the next few weeks I'll have an interview from Pluto about how he feels about getting kicked out of the planetary system, as it were. But good news for Pluto. Good news. He will now join Dopey, Grumpy, Doc, Happy, Bashful, Sneezy, and Sleepy as one of the 7 dwarfs, now 8. So congratulations, Pluto. Way to make it as part of the 7 dwarfs. And too bad that you could not be a planet any longer. Another story out of Nevada. A polygamist was actually captured. Well, captured, I guess, but he was actually arrested today, the 29th of August, on polygamy charges and arranging marriages between underage kids and adults. Wow. That's some sick stuff right there, folks. That is absolutely terrible. They said the guy was found with almost $50,000 in cash, 15 cell phones, wigs, and other paraphernalia, disguised paraphernalia, sunglasses, laptops, GPS devices, police scanners, and gift cards. And this guy was known for setting up underage kids with adults and multiple marriages, for that matter. Now, he's claiming religious persecution. But didn't we go through this already, people? I mean, didn't we tell the Mormons that polygamy was wrong? Didn't the entire state of Utah get the message that there is no multiple marriages in this country? If you want to do that, take it elsewhere to a country where they allow you to have multiple wives. Now look, why would anybody want multiple spouses anyways? I mean, isn't one enough? Marriage is great, marriage is bliss, but folks, you know, one person is plenty. You want two people's, you know, annoyances to put up with? Little quirks are fine for one person, but multiply that by about three or four, and you're talking headache city, folks, and I don't think anybody really wants that. So, ladies and gentlemen, those are the headlines according to me. And now let's get down to the meat of what this show is actually about, and that, my friends, is back to school. So, what is it that you need to be successful in school? Well, this is the time when high school seniors start getting ready for the SATs. Yes, those tests that are meant to grade the rest of your life and to tell you where you can and cannot go. They're also worrying about which college to go to. And that's not just high school seniors, that's people all over the world who are trying to make decisions on which colleges to apply to. College deadlines coming around the corner in the next couple of months here. So at the end of the show, I'm going to help you make decisions on which college to go to based on my secret formula. But first, we're going to start with a couple of SAT questions from just a few sample SAT questions to get your mouth watering. Getting these from collegeboard.com. They got a lot of other ones on there to help you out, but I'm just going to grab a couple of them. Ask you the questions, come back after the break, give you the answers, and see how you did. I love this quiz format. I really do. It's one of those things where it gets your mind working, and then, you know, you don't get the answers right away, so you got to sit there and wait and wait and wait. Or maybe you'll just stop it, go to collegeboard.com, get the answers, and cheat anyways. But whatever, however you like to do it, it's all good to me. So let us start out with a little improving sentences, okay? I'm going to give you a sentence that's going to need something fixed on it. There's going to be something that's just not quite right with it. Then I'll give you the standard multiple choice choices, as it were, and you will get to select from one of those, and I will give you the answer to these questions after the break. So let's start with our first question. Remember, this is going to need something fixed on it, and you have to figure out what needs to be fixed. Actually, the underlined part I will read in, like, you know, nice little bold for you so you'll know which part of the sentence needs to be fixed, but you'll figure it out from the guesses anyways. So here we go. Here's the question. The sentence is, Laura Ingalls Wilder published her first book and she was 65 years old then. And she was 65 years old then was underlined. Here are your multiple choices. A, and she was 65 years old then. B, when she was 65. C, at age 65 years old. D, upon the reaching of 65 years. Or E, at the time when she was 65. Remember now, that part needed to be fixed. What sounds best to be fixed with? Now, this entire sentence needs to be rewritten. Which one is it? Here's the sentence. Scenes from the everyday lives of African Americans, which are realistically depicted in the paintings of Henry Oswald Tanner. Here are your choices. That was the sentence. Let me read it one more time. Scenes from the everyday lives of African Americans, which are realistically depicted in the paintings of Henry Oswald Tanner. Okay, here are your choices. Choice A, scenes from the everyday lives of African Americans, which are realistically depicted in the paintings of Henry Oswald Tanner. Choice B, scenes from the everyday lives of African Americans being realistically depicted in the paintings of Henry Oswald Tanner. Choice C, the paintings of Henry Oswald Tanner realistically depict scenes from the everyday lives of African Americans. D, Henry Oswald Tanner in his realistic paintings depicting scenes from the everyday lives of African Americans. Or E, Henry Oswald Tanner, whose paintings realistically depict scenes from the everyday lives of African Americans. Those are your choices. Those are your two questions for that, for the writing part. I'm going to give you a couple of math now, and these won't be too difficult, so you don't need to grab a pen and paper for these. These are actually going to be quite a bit easier, and maybe you can do it in your head. Here's question number one from your math point. A special lottery is to be held to select the student who will live in the only deluxe room in a dormitory. There are 100 seniors, 150 juniors, and 200 sophomores who applied. Each senior's name is placed in the lottery 3 times, each junior's name 2 times, and each sophomore's name 1 time. What is the probability that a senior's name will be chosen? Is it A, 1/8, B, 2/9, C, 2/7, D, 3/8, or E, 1/2? Those are your choices, and let's move on with the second question. If two sides of a triangle have lengths of 5 and 6, the perimeter of the triangle could be which of the following? 1, 11, 2, 15, 3, 24. Here are your multiple choice answers. A, 1 only, B, 2 only, C, 3 only, D, 2 and 3 only, or E, 1, 2, and 3. So those are your two verbal and your two math questions. We're going to come back right after the break with answers to those questions and help you pick your school. So stick around and we'll be right back after the break.
Is your voice not being heard?
Hello.
Trying to reach an audience but can't figure out how?
You're just wasting your breath.
Then advertise on Rod's Planet. Rod's Planet offers you a voice to a worldwide base of potential customers. Just imagine customers from as far away as China. All companies and products are welcome. Reach us by email at rodsplanet@gmail.com for rates and other information. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your chance to be heard.
The web's newest broadcast.
And now for something completely different.
I'm going to be totally famous.
Brought to you by the mind of a friend.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
KROD, podcasted worldwide.
Your ancestors were nothing but a bunch of pimps and whores.
And welcome back. Now, before we get to the answers to these SAT questions, a couple more announcements, administrative type announcements for you. Now, not only can you email me, but you can also leave me voice messages that I can actually play on the show if you leave them. Do this through K7, and this works just like a normal phone call. You dial the number, you leave me a message, and I can listen to it whenever I want. The telephone number that you can dial, now this is from a cell phone, this is from a landline. Any phone that you have that you want to call, you can definitely call. The phone number is 206-202-1875. That number again, 206-202-1875, and you can use that number to complain. You can use that number to tell me I'm doing a good job, a bad job, an indifferent job. So definitely give me a call and let me know how I'm doing. And I'd love to play some of your calls throughout the show on my show. Yeah, throughout the show. So another thing that is also starting this week is on my Podomatic site, voterod.podomatic.com, you will now find a link to my PayPal account. Yes, folks, I am whoring myself out for money. This show is free to listen to, but it definitely costs money to keep my computer running, as I know from this week, and all the other programs that I want to download to make this show better for you, in the long run, it definitely takes money. So I am asking for donations. This show will run off of donations and get better, depending on how often and how much you donate. So please donate to the show. My PayPal link is on my voterod.podomatic.com site. You can find all the information there on how to donate, and that's all I'm going to say about money. Now, let us get to the answers to the SAT questions, because I know that's what you really want to hear. So, the answer to my first question, the question again was, Laura Ingalls Wilder published her first book, and she was 65 years old then. The part that needed to be changed was, and she was 65 years old then. If you selected the answer B, when she was 65, so the sentence sounds like, Laura Ingalls Wilder published her first book when she was 65, you were absolutely correct. Good job, pat yourself on the back, give yourself a cookie, and we'll move on to the next question. Scenes from the everyday lives of African Americans, which are realistically depicted in the paintings of Henry Osawa Tanner. If you selected the answer C, which is the paintings of Henry Osawa Tanner realistically depict scenes from the everyday lives of African Americans, you, once again, were absolutely correct. Those weren't that difficult, and actually I was a little surprised that those are SAT questions. I mean, really, I have never taken the SATs, I'm not going to lie, but I have taken many standardized tests, so I sort of know the format. But for the SATs, I would have assumed that they would have been a little bit more difficult than that. And maybe they are. Maybe these are just like to get you thinking that they're a little bit easier than they are. So when you finally get to the test, they nail you. But, you know, we'll see how you do. And I hope you do better. And I hope you got those questions right. Because, like I said, if those are SAT questions, it makes me wonder why I didn't take the SAT. So let's move on to the math questions that I gave you. The special lottery for the seniors and sophomores and juniors. Who gets the room if they're seniors? How many, you know, what the percentage? What was the probability that a senior's name will be chosen for the room? The answer to that was D, 3/8. 3/8 of the time, a senior's name is going to be pulled for that room. So that just shows you that a senior doesn't have a very good chance to get the room, because 5/8 of the time, someone else is going to get that room. So it doesn't pay to be a senior. Hopefully you're a junior or a sophomore, because you're going to have a better chance of getting that than a senior is going to. And what's the deal with that? Why would you do that? That's not right. Seniors should get seniority. That's basically what the term means, right? Senior, seniority. To gyp them by giving them a less chance than the rest of the... Yeah, that's just not the school I want to go to. Now, to the next question. The triangle with lengths of 5 and 6. The perimeter can be 11, 15, or 24, and the answer to that is B, 2 only. So it can only be 15. That is the perimeter of that triangle. So I hope you did good. I hope you got a couple of the questions right, and I hope you feel like you're ready to keep studying for those SATs, because by no means are they easy, and certainly should not take them lightly. But should you do well or do poorly on the SATs, let that not stop you from applying to the schools that you want to go to. This is, like I said, the time when all the colleges are starting to apply. Right around this time, October, you know, September, October is when they start applying, accepting applications for their universities. Now, I did a little bit of investigative reporting and found out some of the better colleges for partying. Now, I know the easy thing to do is to find a school to go to that's got a legitimate academic reputation, right? All you have to do is look no further than Harvard or Yale or Brown or Duke or anything with like a really prestigious academic name. Those aren't hard to find, but what is hard to find, folks, is where you can get a good education and also have a lot of fun. Those are the ones that they don't like to advertise, because for some reason, stuffy universities like to think of themselves as only for the academic-minded. And that's fine, you know. I'm down with, you know, having a good time and learning and stuff like that, but you got to let your hair down, and you've got to experience life, right? So I did the dirty work for you, and I came up with the top list of party schools compiled by the Princeton Review, and I have a little formula. And this works for guys and girls both, because if you want, you know, if you want to know which school to go to, if you're a guy that's got the biggest ratio of girls, I've got that. And ladies, if you want to know where to stay away from because there's a bunch of men there, then I'll let you know that too. So this is the list compiled by the Princeton Review of the top party schools. And I'm just going to read down the top 20 really kind of quickly, and I'll give you my formula of where to apply if you're the type of person that you want to apply to these schools. Topping the list for the second year in a row is the University of Wisconsin at Madison. The second is Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. Third, Lee University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Four, the University of California at Santa Barbara. Five, State University of New York at Albany, SUNY Albany. Six, Indiana University at Bloomington. Seven, University of Mississippi in Oxford. Eight, University of Iowa in Iowa City. Nine, University of Massachusetts at Amherst. 10, Loyola University of New Orleans. 11, Tulane University in New Orleans. 12, University of Georgia in Athens, Georgia. 13, Penn State University. 14, West Virginia in Morgantown, West Virginia. 15, University of Texas at Austin. 16, Tennessee at Knoxville. 17, New Hampshire in Durham, New Hampshire. 18, University of Florida. 19, Louisiana State University. And 20, the University of Maryland at College Park. So those are your top 20 list of party schools. Now, I dug a little deeper. And for the guys out there, if you want to go to the school with the highest percentage of women, that would be Louisiana State at 69%. That's 69% of the population, student population, is women. So if you're a man and you like to be around a lot of women, that's definitely the place to go. The university with the lowest percentage of women is Lee University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And that's got a 41% ratio of men to women, or women. So if you want to feel comfortable going to a place where there's no distractions, men, then definitely the lowest percentage is Lee. And that's a private university, too. So that's not one of your open campuses. You'll have to pay a little bit more to go there. But if you want an education with no distraction, men, and ladies, if you want to go to a place where there's not a whole lot of men to hassle you, then definitely Louisiana State is the place to go. Or if you want to think of it this way, if you want to actually go to a place where you're going to get an education, because the ratio of guy to girl is so high that there's just going to be too many guys fighting over girls, that you can slip through the cracks. Or do you want to go to a place where all the guys are going after all the girls, and you may still slip through the cracks? So either way, pick it. It's up to you. But based on those top 20 schools, I looked at the tuition rates for you already, too. So I'm getting the bang for your buck factor is what we're going for here. And the state or the university with the highest tuition here, folks, the in-state tuition, the highest, is Penn State at $11,024 per semester. And they also have the highest out-of-state tuition, which is at $21,260 per semester. So if you don't want to pay a lot for your education, stay away from Penn State, because they definitely have the highest out of those top 20 schools now. If you want to go to a party school and you don't want to pay a lot to party, then don't go to Penn State. Lowest tuition, in-state tuition, is University of Massachusetts at Amherst at $2,031 per semester. And the out-of-state, the highest out-of-state tuition, or the lowest out-of-state tuition, I'm sorry, is the Louisiana State University at $7,420. Now, I did the... This is for the guys, okay? This is the school pick for overall stats. If you're a guy and you want this type of education, go to Louisiana State University. Why? Because they have the lowest out-of-state tuition, which is at $7,420. And if you live in Louisiana, Louisiana State University is actually not very far down on the list. It's $3,090 for or in-state tuition. So you're still, you know, getting a pretty good price. And they have the highest percentage of women. So there you have it. If you want to go to a party school and you're a male, if you are a female and you want to go to a party school, then you should go to Lee University. Because, like I said, it's a private school, and 41% women, and you definitely have, you know, not too much to put up with there, because you'll be all right. You'll slip through the cracks if you want to, because there's going to be too many guys, and they're all going to be chasing after a certain amount of women that you can probably hide. So there you have it, folks. The little-known fact of how to pick a school if you want to party. If you want to learn, there's plenty of ways for you to find those. You can definitely, you know, find them anywhere you want. You could just type in Ivy League or really big universities that have great academic reputations. But if you're like the rest of us and you want to learn and have a good time at the same time, then Louisiana State University, folks. If you didn't know it, now you do. Louisiana State University is the place to be. That is all the time I have for this episode, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening. And once again, apologize for the big gap in time between the episodes. But that is technical errors that hopefully will be fixed. And with your continued donations, I certainly can work on improving my equipment and putting a better quality show out. And hopefully my equipment will not break on a constant basis. So for Rod's Planet, I just want to say thank you for listening, everybody, and catch me again in another couple of days for my next episode, which you will definitely like. I know I will enjoy doing it. So, ladies and gentlemen, the cosmos is big, and we are all small, but on Rod's Planet, you are all important. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and good night.
I never liked you. Get lost.
That guy was an annoying, greasy-headed loser.
Get off my ship.
Goodbye.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.